Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Hello. Friday evening. Thank you for joining us. Firepowernews.com. So, right now, the Democrats are doing everything they can to convince us, the American people, that President Trump should be removed. They have this whistleblower to come out, and we're finding things out about this whistleblower on a day-to-day basis, like it's starting to really look like it was a complete setup by the left. And the left is acting like they have the nail for the coffin for the whole thing to remove President Trump. On top of that, we still have big tech companies. They're attacking not just white people, but they're attacking Latinos. Check this out. The big tech is removing Latinos from the social media platforms simply because they're supporting President Trump. Did you ever think you would live in a world where this type of stuff exists? The left is doubling down. Not only are they going after President Trump, but recently, like I said, the big tech, they just removed Latinos from Twitter, Facebook, and other socialist media platforms. This is new tyranny at a new level. They're banning people simply because they're supporting President Trump. But you know what? Sadly, it's not just the left. You have those that are in the Republican establishment doing things to Latinos and other people that don't get in line. Doesn't that sound a little to you like the left? I mean, I've seen black people tell me constantly because I get out of line. They call me a sellout because I'm not working or doing what the Democrats want me to do. Latinos are starting to experience that themselves today. That's why Latinos, black people, white people, all of us as Americans right now need to unite under this president, Donald J. Trump. Not doing so, we're going to lose our freedoms. I've said it before in my opening monologue that if we don't unite behind this president and the Democrats get their way, not only are we going to lose our freedoms, but we're subject to even lose our lives. This is the war that we're in. And people should recognize, people really need to wake up to what's actually happening. We, the American people, voted President Trump in. And we, the American people, need to stand up right now and fight to keep President Trump in. Most people are not even grasping how serious this really is. What they are trying to do to President Trump is so serious. It is bringing us into the second civil war in this country. None of us, I refuse to believe that we want this. I refuse to believe that the American people want to go into a second civil war. I refuse to believe it. But the left, what they are doing to this nation, they are forcing the issue. I've talked to countless number of people asking, do they want this impeachment? And all of them say no. So tonight, this first Friday, I'm going to do this. We're going to open up the phone lines and I'm going to ask you to call in. The number is 888-201-2244. Go to band.video and at the top left, click on that little, they call it a hamburger stack. Click on that and then click on Firepower News. Let's head on in into the studio. So tonight we're going to take phone calls. The number is 888-201-2244. And we're going to have special guests on with us in this first hour. The first gentleman we're going to have with us is Alberto Esperon. He is in Florida. He talks to Latinos all across. They banned him on Facebook because he's a Trump supporter. And then on top of that, we're going to have Pete DeBrosca. He's going to join us as well. He's running in North Carolina on the Republican ticket. But they told him he's not establishment enough. They told him he's not establishment enough. So they want to remove him. They don't even want him there. So he's going to be on with us. And of course, Tom Pepper. He's going to be riding shotgun with us again. Firepowernews.com. We'll be back.
war. This is war against truths. This is a war against the highest noble man who has defended our country and made us safe and great again. Let me stand with our president. Let us all stand with our President Trump in a time of such evil words, trying for impeachment. This is a crime that the left are trying to force. This is a disgrace by such ignorant followers that have no truth of what truly has been brought back to our country. We have gained greatness. We have gained jobs. We have gained more than any president has promised. This radical left are destructive. Their codes of what is supposed to be are corrupt with lies, deceits, and anger. And we ask why. We ask, how can a human being have such anger toward the greatness of our country's glory? I'll tell you why. Because for so long their anger has been growing, and with such deep pain, with no open heart of loving and seeing the truth. The truth of what truly matters is the productivity of what was promised and what we, the American people of the United States, were promised and have received. And what does the radical left do for such greatness? They want to destroy. They want civilization to be run like a corrupt ring. I say, stand now with Trump. Let truth prevail. And may God show all the truth, that we are truly a nation stronger because of our president. The left are afraid, for their power is lessening with every deal that is accomplished by Donald Trump. In the name of God and his power for this nation, let us stay strong and without such evil among us. God bless.
Wow, you know what? This is where we are. Thank you for joining us. I gave out the number earlier. I'm going to take phone calls in the second hour, just to be clear. I apologize if I didn't was clear about that. I'm going to take phone calls in the second hour. We're going to talk to our guests, and then we're going to take phone calls. Right now, we have Alberto coming on. He's a gentleman in Florida. He has his own broadcast show that he does in Florida, and he speaks to... Oh, okay, so we don't have Alberto? Okay. Okay, so let's bring Tom in. Okay. All right, I think we have Tom there. There he is. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, Will. Just recoiling after that great John Voight piece that he released earlier today.
Yeah, you know what? The crazy thing is that so many Americans, so many people see what the Democrats are doing, and the Democrats expect us to just go along with it. And one of the main reasons why they're doing this is because they believe they have public approval. You know, Nancy Pelosi, she kept pushing back about doing the impeachment because she didn't think she had public approval. Now they're telling her that she has public approval. That's the reason why she went along with the impeachment. She doesn't have public approval, in my opinion. She have the nutcases that are on the left. And yes, I'm saying nutcases, and it's not to be disrespectful to anybody. You don't have to be a left. I used to consider myself on the left, so I guess I was one of those nutcases. God healed me. But you know what, Tom? They are going for broke. They have nothing else to do. They're not even confident in the candidates that they have. They're not confident in them. They call them. I still believe that they're pushing Michelle Obama to jump in the race because they don't have confidence in the people that is running right now. If they did have confidence, they wouldn't have to do this whole hoax in the first place.
Well, I think you're right. It might not be a coincidence that Hillary Clinton, starting today, is doing like 5 or 6 different interviews and public speaking engagements this weekend. But, Will, you honed in on something very important there, and that's that Nancy Pelosi thinks she has support. And Nancy Pelosi has been saying no to impeachment since 2017, and it's very curious why she's changing her tune now. I think it's because she lost control. There was a poll out the other day saying impeachment is at its all-time high. high in terms of support. 43% of Americans now support impeachment. And if you break down the numbers, it was something like 90% of Republicans do not want impeachment. 70% of independents or third parties do not want impeachment. 60% of Democrats do, which means 40% of Democrats don't. So there is no majority that wants impeachment. And we've seen what this has done for President Trump. He's raised $13 million and counting since all this insanity erupted earlier this week.
You just hit on it. And you know what? President Trump has been losing money as far as his business. But then they'll try to bring up saying that he's doing all of this, you know, Mar-a-Lago and everything else, trying to say that he's trying to make money for his personal business, but he's constantly losing money. I mean, and then they say, well, that's what President Trump does. How do you become one of the richest men in the world? And you're, I mean, and you don't take chance, take risk, and you don't, I mean, they say he's broke, but that's why they want to see his taxes, to try to make up, try to find something fraudulent. So, I mean, it's right. Absolutely ridiculous.
No, it is. It's a complete and total joke. Yeah, there's this new fantasy. If you remember, Will, it was right before this Ukrainian thing. They thought they were going to get him, that he was enriching himself using the presidency to do it. And they would make the case that, well, he would go to the UK and people would go and they would stay at his golf course and they would golf there. And when people go to D.C., when Republicans go to D.C., they're staying at the Trump post office there, right on 1600, right on Pennsylvania Avenue. And so President Trump is enriching himself through the Oval Office. It's a total and complete joke. I mean, a room at the Trump costs something like $200 a night. It's relatively cheap. And that's probably because the vitriolic left is refusing to stay at those places. They're boycotting them. So the whole narrative that President Trump is somehow making money off this presidency, it's a complete fictitious lie. And if you notice, well, you'd hear nothing about that this week. It's totally yesterday news. Last week they were pushing it like nobody's business. This week they thought they had something with Ukraine, and so they went full speed ahead with it, only to find out that there's nothing there either.
It's a nothing burger. I mean, if you want to, you know, if you talk about the size of this nothing burger, this probably would hit the world record for the nothing burger out there. It'd probably have triple, double layers of burger, nothing burger, and then cheese on top of that, and then pickles. I mean, and it's not just pickles, probably cucumbers, not even pickled. And then they have just clumps of lettuce, the whole lettuce head. I mean, this is a war tactic. I'm serious. This is how I see it. And you know, the scary thing that's behind all of this, what a lot of people haven't really been paying attention to, my opinion, are the nutcases out there. And I'm talking, it's not even just the ones on the left. You have people that are on the right that are willing to just go all out and do whatever it takes to make sure President Trump stays in office. Now, after 8 years, he should step away. That's the normal order of things for the government in this country. But after, when you get to the point to where you have people willing to go out and be violent because what the left is doing, that's going to cause a bigger problem. And it's just going to lead into the Civil War, what I'm referring to.
Well, I think that you're onto something there. I mean, the left, they are beyond caring. I mean, we see Antifa get away with everything. Just today, the ADL said that if you post an anti-Antifa meme, that is now a hate symbol, which of course Facebook will likely, in all likelihood, use to take people off the platform, as will Twitter, as will YouTube, as will all of them. So the left has this special protection, and not only do they have their special protection, they're extending it to their foot soldiers. We've seen court cases in New York where people get off scot-free despite beating people within an inch of their life, despite destroying property, despite vandalizing any number of things, but they're with Antifa, so they're safe. Meanwhile, you get somebody on the right, Trump makes a phone call, and he's got to go. The Proud Boys defend themselves, and they're doing 15 years in prison. They're absolutely, I think you're right.
Yes.
The prelude to a civil war, which is, to be clear, to the Facebook moderators who may be tuning in, we're trying to stop that. We wish you would, too.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Tom. And that is the prelude to what's about to happen, and more of it's coming. They're removing people simply because they support President Trump. They hate the fact that we support President Trump, and they want to remove all of our abilities. They want to remove everything for us supporting President Trump and for all of us to keep pushing the message out there that President Trump is on point. All right, firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this. It's Friday night. You know what? I really enjoy the music. You know, it makes me think about riding down the freeway, the windows down, it's a nice, beautiful evening, and just listening to the tunes, you know. Anyways, thank you for joining us, firepowernews.com. We have Tom Pepper with us, and we have Alberto with us live right now. There he is. Alberto, hey, thank you for joining us, sir. Okay. I can't hear him right now. Is there? Okay. We can hear him now? All right, cool. Thank you for joining us, Alberto. We have Tom Pepper. I don't know if I've introduced you to Tom Pepper, but he's going to be riding shotgun with us here. So I talked to you earlier, and you told me, you informed me that Facebook banned you.
Yeah.
For no apparent reason, obviously they know why. They didn't give you an excuse, but we know why, right?
Oh, yeah, we know why. The reason why is because I'm one of the only Hispanic persons out there and communicating a conservative Hispanic and telling the truth, I think is, and that's what my show is, the truth. And I think that's what they don't like. People start, complaining about my post, complaining about my what I put on my site. And I think that's what is causing this issue.
How many people did you have on your Facebook page? And I know you had a couple pages, correct?
I had, my main page was a little bit over 11,000 followers. I had exactly 9,500 likes, what you call likes, on my page. I was actually impacting about 500,000 people every month with the numbers in Facebook. And the last post
That's pretty good, because I have over 100,000 on my personal page. And they suppress my stuff like no tomorrow. I mean, they can't have a black person such as myself reaching Trump supporters and Americans. And because I think the main reason why they do it, because I don't talk bad about white people. I mean, I'm just going to be blunt, because I support President Trump and I don't talk bad about white people, because I don't have an issue with white people. I have an issue with liberalism, and liberalism affects everybody. It's like a virus. It doesn't care how tall you are, how short you are, how ugly you are. Liberalism affects everybody. And I think that's part of the reason why, you know, they jumped me. So, Tom Pepper, you have any questions for Alberto here about, you know, because I know you have a lot of friends that you communicate with as far as Latino and how they've been affected as well. And we talked to you earlier, and you talked about how they've been treated on Twitter even.
Right. So I'm always just interested, Alberto, and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm glad you're able to make it. You know, every time somebody gets banned from Facebook, Facebook creates a new kind of excuse to get rid of these people. So did they give you any reason why you were taken down? And of course, we all know the real reason, but did they give you the stated reason?
No, sir. Initially started with you cannot post any links. The last link I posted was a video from Dr. Harris Jr. about two black kids that went into a New York, doing like a social experiment wearing MAGA hats, even though they were not Trump supporters, to see how they were treated. After that, immediately, that same day, I got banned. It says that I cannot post any links. It started about 3:40 p.m. yesterday. So I decided not to post anything else. I'm the only admin in this page, my wife and I. So there was no way that someone else could be posting. So what got me mad is not even 2 hours later, I get another alert, even though I appealed that initial one asking for a reason. So I don't do the same behavior again, right? So they didn't provide no reason. And then the second time, what they said is, we extending your time now. And now people cannot see your story either in your page. So I was like, whatever. So the next day, today, when I woke up, there was another alert, and where they extended for another day. when there was no additional posts, when there's nothing additional on my page except my show that I did last night, and I put another appeal, and a few minutes later, they extended again. I got all these screenshots of all the alerts and all the appeals that I did, asking for explanation. No explanation, no reason why they keep extending it. And so I decided to unpublish my page. And here's where the funny part comes. I unpublished my page. I say I'm not going to continue because I can't answer to my people. I can't post anything. So when I unpublished my page, 2 hours later, I get another alert saying that they extended my time. And I'm like, wait a minute, my page is unpublished. How is it that I keep violating any, you know, Facebook
rules, you know? You violated because you unpublished your page. It's like they can't make them happy. You can't make them happy no matter what. And I'm telling you, the way I see it is that they can't have, see now Tom, they deem Tom just a bad man simply because he was born white. Like Tom had a choice in the matter, right? I mean, it is all Tom, bad man, right? Bad white man. But we all know it's not true, but they really want to control the black people and the Latino community because they've been doing that forever. And right now their focus is on the Latino community because they see a lot of black people are leaving. And now we have someone like you going to convince, or not even just convince, show and expose the lies from the left. They can't have someone like you doing that. I mean, you are a complete threat to them. And the whole thing, President Trump impeachment, Latinos speaking out, black people speaking out. And, you know, Tom, they just attacked Tom just because he's white. This is them doubling down. This is them in this tactical warfare. Different things for them to do to try to remove all of us from communicating. I guarantee, look at this picture. If you can put all three of us back on the screen, fellas, you have Tom, he's a white male. You're a Latino, I'm a black male. And we get along. I have no issues. Tom was here, I got along very good, well with Tom. And I get along with you very well, and they can't stand it. And we're Trump supporters? That's like a triple double negative. I mean, it's ridiculous. Go ahead.
So I'm wondering, everybody has this happen. How can folks still follow you?
Well, currently I opened my Twitter account again. My YouTube channel. I put the name is Televisión Capitalista in Spanish. It's capitalist TV, basically, because I'm a true conservative capitalist guy and I believe in the capitalist policies. So they could follow me in Tele Capitalista in Twitter, and they could also follow me in YouTube. I'm also an IT guy from a background like Will is, and we started a project that I'm working to try to have a website / application that we are developing to try to compete with Facebook, but it's a very difficult, you know, task when you have no funds. So we're working towards that. I'm doing a lot of development on the background. When it's ready, we will try to you know, promote that. At this point, it's not completely ready. So, but the page is up. The page is up. It's called righttoboice.com. Again, it's righttoboice.com.
Is that the number two? Is that the number two?
Yes.
Righttoboice.com. Okay, cool. Yes, hey, Alberto, thank you for coming on with us. I mean, we have to make sure we get our connection in order next time to make sure we can have a longer time with you. And I really do appreciate you coming on. So everyone, go to his Twitter. Say, Will Johnson sent us to connect with you. Okay, go to his Twitter. Say, Will Johnson sent you. All right, this is firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this break.
Real politics. Firepower with Will Johnson.
Is there anything you'd like to respond to what you've heard today?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to Acting Chairman Jay Paul and your comment about the Trump administration moving money around for more detention beds. I'd like to remind you, under the Obama administration, we did that most of the years he was president. We moved money around DHS's called reprogramming. We did that under the Obama administration. I don't remember any hearings on that. And also, I'd like to remind you that under the Obama administration, I mean, you're quick to point out that the cages were built under Obama administration. I was there. Family detention, we had 100 family beds under Obama administration. We built 3,000 more. So when there was a surge in FY14 and FY15 on the border, Congress was quick to give all the money we needed to build detention facilities, get transportation contracts. We reprogrammed money out of the majority of the years she was president. That was fine. Under Obama administration, FY12, we removed 409,000 people, half of what was removed last year. There was no hearings on that. So I, you know, this is about transparency. Let's be factual about it.
The time of the gentleman has expired. Since you did address some comments at me, I'll just say that I didn't like it under the Obama administration either. In fact,
but be honest with the American people. You can't point out faults in the Trump administration when it happened under the Obama administration. That's dishonesty. It's pathetic and it's sad.
Mr. Holman, I control the time and I am the chairwoman of the committee. Thank you for respecting that. I didn't like it under the Obama administration, and I'll remind you, Mr. Homan, that you also testified before Congress in support of the Obama's priorities enforcement program before the Senate Judiciary Committee on May 19th, 2016, which had a very different approach.
Well, can I respond to that?
No.
Of course not.
I want to give you some time, but I do want to ask one quick question, and I want to make one quick statement. I find it very offensive that anybody would compare any federal employee, frankly, to someone who the Gestapo or running Nazi concentration camps. That is very offensive. I have 15 seconds, and I yield to you.
Thank you for saying that. I wish somebody in Democratic leadership would say that out loud. Look, you want to know why there's 50,000 people in detention? You want to know why we have 1 million illegal entries in the United States? You want to know why we have these issues? Because you have failed to secure the border. You have failed to work with this president to close the three loopholes we've asked for 2 years to close.
If you
want to know why this issue exists, you need to look in the mirror. You have failed American people for not securing the border and closing loopholes.
Mr. Homan, please respect the chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Homan. He don't get me go beyond his time.
Mr. Homan, we have approved an agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the ranking member. Please respect the chair's authority.
Mr.
Holman!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
The witness will suspend.
That was, of course, former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, who is now, I believe, going to be appointed to be President Trump's new border czar. And that goes perfectly with our next guest, Pete DeBrasca. He's a candidate for Congress for the House of Representatives in the state of North Carolina. He is running on putting a moratorium on all immigration, legal, illegal, for 10 plus years so we can get a handle on what is going on in this country. Pete, are you with us?
I am, Tom. Thank you for having me. I love that Tom Homan clip. I think he's right on point. They do work for us, at least in theory, but they act like they don't. And the whole thing is a circus, indeed.
That's exactly right. I thought you would appreciate that. So, Pete, we've had you on the show before. You're running in North Carolina, and you just recently had somebody who is kind of like a party operator essentially tell you that you will receive no support for your campaign unless you do something. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the GOP here, the sort of grassroots-type people, are not interested in helping my campaign against a GOP establishment figure, unless I sort of, I guess what you would call moderate and move towards sort of the Heritage Foundation, think tank, D.C. type culture, which is something I'm totally unwilling to do. You know, the Heritage Foundation has been putting out policy papers for 40 years now, and look where it's gotten us. It's gotten us to open borders. It's gotten us to near as much gun control as you can have before the guns are confiscated, you know, permanently. Our posterity has been sold out by the GOP in exchange for cheap labor for their donors. Okay, so The GOP is actively working with Democrats to allow the borders to remain wide open. They're taking away our Second Amendment rights, left and right. Fiscal conservatism is a joke. It doesn't exist. The government's bigger now than it's ever been. You know, these people love to bang on about how we need to have a smaller federal government, yet the government that we have now is bigger than any collectivist, dictator could have ever imagined. So excuse me if I don't have any respect for the people up at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Just because they're the duly appointed functionaries doesn't mean that I owe them any respect, and I have none for them, frankly. The American people voted for President Trump specifically because he bucked the entire GOP establishment, and he said, you know what, it's about time somebody around here starts working on behalf of the American people. And that's what I intend to do in Congress. And if the local GOP isn't willing to work on my behalf, if they want to stick with Congressman David Rausner, who's going to support red flag laws, who has imported 100,000 illegal aliens at least into this district, well, then to hell with that. I don't need that. The American people don't need that. All I need is a little bit of press and a Twitter account, and I'm going to show everybody what exactly we're dealing with here under GOP leadership, right? The whole premise is becoming absurd. What's the point of even having a Republican Party if all it does is accept the premises of the left? And that's what we're doing right now.
Well, Pete, I'm really glad you used David Rausner's name because I can never remember that guy's name. I cannot remember the last time anybody ever heard David Rausner comes out hard in support of President Trump. I don't think that headline exists. And it sounds like, I mean, you were talking about this off air, that essentially they came to you and they said there's no appetite to have an actual conservative, an actual populist candidate. We're just going to go with David Rausner because reasons we can't really explain. Can you explain a little bit about that, and then I'll stop hogging all the time here and let Will get a question in.
That's exactly what happened, Tom. It was basically like, it just doesn't seem like the grassroots people are really interested in going up against the establishment. So to hell with all the farmers and all the people in the agricultural parts of this district who are losing their jobs to illegal aliens, you know, who are numbered in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands here. Forget about them. You know, we're just going to go ahead and give them a pass because the GOP is too big and too powerful for us to fight. And they have $1 million and we don't. It's like this whole idea that we're going to have a government by and for the people has been totally lost over the last probably 50 years in America, right? Big money controls politics. Big money controls both the Republicans and the Democrats. And I'm here, hopefully, to help disabuse your audience of the idea that there is any meaningful difference whatsoever between the Democrats and the Republicans. There isn't. They are both globalist parties. They are both pro-open borders. They are both on board with replacing Americans with immigrants, which is what they're doing currently. And you guys might have noticed there was some news. I mean, we had a very big news week this week with impeachment and with the climate girl and so forth. But while that was happening, Senator Mike Lee, alleged conservative from Utah, Senator Rand Paul, alleged small government guy from Kentucky, and Senator Kamala Harris, of all people, from California, Democratic presidential candidate, they teamed up in support of SB 386, the Senate bill.
Pete, hold that thought. We're getting ready to go out to break here, but I want you to come right back with that because it's an absolute disgrace what these people are doing. You're watching Firepower News. We have Pete DeBrosca on with us, congressional candidate for North Carolina. We'll be right back.
All right, firepowernews.com. We have Tom Pepper and Pete DeBrosca doing an interview right now. Beautiful information that they're talking about how the Republicans, the GOP in North Carolina, are not doing the right thing here. So we're going to go back to that interview with them live right now with Tom Pepper and Pete DeBrosca.
So, Pete, now you were just saying as we went to break there, all of these people, we have Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Kamala Harris, all of these people coming together. Exactly what are they doing now to destroy this country?
Yeah, so here's the thing, Tom. So for 40 years, the American people have been saying, hey, we want less immigration. And the GOP's response has been, yeah, okay, thanks. We appreciate your input, and we'll get around to closing the border and deporting all those illegal aliens when we feel like it. How about some tax cuts for now? This is what all the fiscal conservatives keep telling us, right? Meanwhile, the tax burden of illegal aliens every single year in the United States is $116 billion, at least, according to FAIR. Okay, so all of these fiscal conservatives who keep telling us, oh, don't worry, we'll get around to closing the borders, we'll get around to stopping immigration, they never do, and it costs all of us dearly. What they're doing right now is they're trying to push this SB 386 through the House. Its counterpart is HB 1044 in the House, and they're going to essentially bring in tens of thousands more what they call high-skilled tech workers on H-1B visas, is what it is. And they're going to displace more Americans who would like to work in the tech industry, fastest growing in the country, by replacing them with immigrants mostly from East Asia. The whole thing is a travesty, and I cannot believe that that people are still looking at the GOP and pretending like somehow this tribe, this clan, this gang is on our side. It's on the side of the American people. I thought that Donald Trump had disabused all of us of that notion when he stormed the GOP primary and said, hey, look at these clowns. None of them are working on behalf of you. I'm going to. Just because Donald Trump won doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels. We need to send people to Congress who are willing to work with him, who actually do care about the American people. I am one of those people. And now the local GOP is saying, you know what? I think we should stick with the open borders globalist establishment. Why is that? Why can't the GOP understand what the American people want and work on their behalf for once?
Well, Pete, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. The GOP obviously doesn't care about the American people. They care about maintaining their power. So now, just to recap for anybody tuning in late, you're a congressional candidate running in North Carolina's 7th House District. You're going to displace this person named David Rouser that nobody's ever heard of, who is, again, as you said, open borders, whatever the establishment wants, just give me my paycheck at the end so I can keep getting rich off the American taxpayer. And the local GOP has told you that you're not going to receive any help unless you start essentially modifying your campaign to be another establishment individual. So, Pete, tell me exactly how are you going to circumvent this? Because I know you, you're a fighter. This isn't the end of the story. What are you going to do to fight without the so-called Republican grassroots that are run by the party? And what are you going to do to show these people that America is ready to have good people in Congress?
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go directly to all of the American people who voted for Donald Trump, the ones whose top issue for, you know, 3-4 decades now has been immigration. I'm going to reach out to all of them and say, hey, you know what? You might live on the other side of the country, but guess what? This is a federal election, and we need to have people in Congress who are going to support President Trump. I'm your guy to do that. So if the local grassroots GOP doesn't want to help me out, fine. So be it. I'll move on without them. I'm going to be here till the March primary and thereafter when I beat David Rouser. And by the way, when I do beat David Rouser in March and I go to Congress, if you think what AOC did to Nancy Pelosi in terms of calling her out and being disruptive was bad, just wait until I start talking to Mitch McConnell. All right. It's going to look like a cakewalk compared to the AOC situation.
So, Pete, in the time we've got left here, and we've got to make sure to tell everybody how to find you and get in touch with you, but let's kind of talk about that for a second, because you're zeroing in on something that's so important. A lot of people seem to believe, okay, we've got President Trump in, now the Republican Party is suddenly wonderful and everything has changed. Explain how the Republican Party is really using Trump to keep the wool over everyday American lives.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, just look at what the GOP hasn't done since Trump was elected. We had the House, we had the Senate, and we had the presidency from Trump's inauguration into early 2019. And what did we do? to implement the America First agenda? Did we close the borders? Absolutely not. Right? Did we stop the left from taking our gun rights? Absolutely not. Did we go on offense on any meaningful issue whatsoever? No. All we did was give Bush-era tax cuts. And don't get me wrong, tax cuts are great, but tax cuts are not going to sustain this nation in the long run when we are overrun with illegal alien invaders. Okay, we have illegal aliens taking our flag down outside of ICE facilities and raising the Mexican flag in its place. What do we think an invasion looks like? And what is it going to take for the GOP to wake up and work with the president instead of against him? So the answer to your question, Tom, it doesn't lie in what we have or what the GOP is doing. It lies in what the GOP is not doing, which is they're not working on behalf of the American people. They don't care at all about the America First agenda. All they care about is pleasing their big business, Koch brothers style donors, and allowing illegals to flood the southern border into this country to replace Americans just so that their campaign donors can have some cheap labor, cut their bottom lines, and everybody in D.C. is happy. Meanwhile, the American people get poorer. The American people have less confidence in their government. And nobody's looking out for them. It's a shame.
Peter, I think you're hitting, again, the nail on the head. You're on fire tonight because that's what we saw with Paul Ryan. President Trump has now repeatedly named Paul Ryan as the reason why we still have Obamacare, the reason why we don't have a wall. Mitch McConnell is not much better. Mitch McConnell is a creature of the establishment, and he always has been. It is so important that we get people like you out there and in Congress, in my opinion, so that we can start to change some of this. Peter, how can folks get in touch with the campaign? Where can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, so feel free to go to PeteForNC.com, PeteForNC.com. That's my campaign website. You can find all my policy positions there. You can sign up for my emails. That would be fantastic. You can contribute if you feel like you want to be part of this fight. Go to PeteForNC.com. You can also find me on Twitter at PDabroska, PDabroska.
I appreciate that, Peter. It's that way the audience can get involved with you directly. So I want to continue to build on this because I think this is something we've had many guests on the show that all say the same thing. They get no support from the local GOP. What is the solution to this? Do we just disregard the Republican Party and run as populists running as Republicans? What's the solution here so we can start to get some better people elected?
Well, I think for right now, Tom, what we have to do is we have to run inside of the established sort of order because, you know, I mean, if you look at any of the third parties that have been created, they are incredibly unsuccessful on the federal level, Libertarians, Green Party. So for now, what we have to do is really infiltrate their movement, co-opt it, right? But I will tell you that co-opt it, meaning, you know, fight for the America First agenda instead of, you know, the foreign agenda, which is what our current federal government is operating for. But I will tell you this, Tom, if we do not get America First populist nationalist type candidates into the Congress before Trump is out of office, whether it be, God forbid, in 2020 or after 2024, we are going to revert back to the very same establishment GOP versus establishment Democrat order that we have had for, you know, the last 50 years that has completely failed the American people on every level. And that will continue to disregard their will in order to retain power and retain money and continue to enrich themselves at the expense of ordinary Americans. It's very important that we get going here on in the federal congressional election.
Well, you know, it is almost a bit like mafia-style tactics. You were reading me the letter you got from this GOP, essentially an insider who claims to be grassroots, but they're an insider. And it was like you're hearing something from a mafia boss at this point because they're sitting there saying, no, there's really no appetite to run against this establishment guy that nobody's ever heard of. We're focusing on making sure President Trump gets another term. But what you could do, Mr. DeBroska, you could go to the Heritage Heritage Foundation and pick up some of their globalist policies, and then maybe, just maybe, we'll give you a little bit of support. So Pete DeBrasca, I want to say thanks for appearing on this broadcast. Thanks for taking on the establishment with both hands and not playing any games. This, of course, is Firepower. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. Stay tuned for that number if you want to call in. Again, Pete4NC.com. Pete.
Real news, real people, real politics. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back, FirepowerNews.com. We're getting ready to take your phone calls in this next hour. So you can call in. The number is 888-201-2244. You can call in and tell us what you think about all of this that's been taking place throughout this entire week with the Democrats trying to take out the sitting president of the United States. We, the American people, like I said in my opening monologue, we need to come together right now. And that consists of all of us. We all need to come together right now, because if we don't, we're subject to lose this very country. This is the greatest country in the history of this world. And the Democrats know this. That's why you see a lot of Democrats out there saying this country is not great. It's not great. I never in a million years thought to myself that this country is not great. If this country wasn't so great, then why are they here? If this country is not so great, then why are so many people trying to come here? Think about that. They're trying to destroy the greatest country that's known to mankind. So Tom Pepper is still riding with us on Shotgun. So Tom, that was an excellent interview. You know, one of the questions I didn't get a chance to ask him is that what was like the nail in the coffin for him? What was it that he was saying, or what was it that Pete DeBrasca was doing? You know, like, I mean, like for me, for example, I give you an example. When I was living in California, I've had the GOP establishment tell me that they don't like me talking about the Republicans there, because I would talk bad about the Republicans, because the Republicans are the reason why we're in this predicament right now. Well, not just the Republicans, but I blame the Republicans because they didn't stand up and they didn't say anything when the Democrats were doing this tyrannical stuff in the first place. To me, they should have been saying something a long time ago. And I like to think that these Republicans are weak in the knee. They have no backbone, no spine. And you have people like Pete DeBrasca that's trying to stand up. Not only is he fighting against the establishment Democrats, but he's fighting against the establishment Republicans. You would think. Well, I mean, you, right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's exactly what you've described, Will. I think that he is fighting the Republican Party. He's not just saying, hey, I'm going to lower your taxes and we'll have more and more immigrants and it'll be wonderful. He's isolating some of the key policies that President Trump ran on that now Republicans are trying to pretend don't exist. And as you well know, that's all it takes to get the party establishment to pretend your campaign is non-existent, to marginalize you, to give you absolutely no support. It's a really sick thing. And you and me, Will, we've had so many different guests on in the short time this show has run who have said that if you go against the party establishment, they won't acknowledge your existence.
So you're absolutely right. And you know what? President Trump, he's still going against that party establishment. He's still not doing what they want him to do. And that's why you don't even, I mean, you hear like Mitch McConnell and you hear some other Republicans coming out saying, this is crazy what you're doing. But for the most part, you should see every single Republican in the Senate and the House saying, Democrats, you've got to stop doing this. The past 3+ years, you've been trying to take out this president because he's helped the American people. You don't like his tactics. So what? Get a candidate that the American people would support and then run that candidate. They don't have anyone. They don't even have confidence in the candidates that they have running against this president. That's why they're going to these extreme measures right now to try to take out President Trump. Personally, I'm tired of it. Personally, I guarantee that the American people have said, you know what? I've had it with these Democrats. Shifty Schiff went before Congress and the American people and straight up lied. We talked about it last night when he was pandering. when he was pandering to his people trying to say it. What he, you know, the lies that he was putting out there. Talking about, well, you know, I'm just saying this is what it is. I don't really mean what I'm saying, but, you know, I'm just giving an analogy on what President Trump was saying. We know he didn't say it, but this is what I'm saying he's saying because the American people are not going to go look it up. They know the American people are not going to look it up. So they're going to take what Shifty Schiff and the rest of them said and take it for what it's worth. All right, it's firepowernews.com. We'll be back after this message.
Days from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
All right, welcome back. This is Friday afternoon. It's the first Friday that we're going to take phone calls. If you want to call in, 888-201-2244 is the number. We're going to take your phone calls, and we can call us. You know, typically, I like to think Friday is open mic night, and we can talk about just about anything. But let's talk. I like to talk about the things that happen throughout the week, the things that's affecting all of us here in America. So 888-201-2244, if you want to call in and have the discussion about what's happening, what you see happening in America, and where do you think America's going? Do you think the Democrats are going to get away with what they're doing? And what's going to happen if they do? All right, so let's go to our first caller. This is Richard from Washington.
Good.
How you doing, Richard? You there?
Good. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in.
Good. Thank you. First of all, I just want to say I'm not a big supplement guy, but I do physical work, and the body is amazing. Like, I take it every day. It's not a drug. It's just like, it's just turmeric. It's been around for, you know, Asian people have been taking it for thousands of years, right? Like, it just works, right?
So you work out and you take the bodies?
No. I mean, the nature of my work is physical, right?
Oh, so okay. Like
pain and, you know, all that. So,
you're seeing a difference by taking the bodies?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's good to hear. You know what? Let me just jump in real quick. That's good to hear because one thing that I've noticed about the products that are on our sponsor's website, InfoWarsStore.com, is that the products actually work. They do what they say. I've heard so many people say what you're saying that, you know, they tried the different products at InfoWarsStore.com and they're just absolutely excited about it. And I don't know what your supply is right now on the bodies, but if you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, they have a Black Friday sale, 50% off. It's 50% off. So it's absolutely wonderful. So did you have any more questions or did you want to talk more about the bodies? Cause I think it's a really great product.
No. I just, you didn't have a topic when I called in.
Sure.
You know, it was funny hearing from the guy that's running for office in North Carolina there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I consider myself a liberal.
Really?
I don't know it yet. And
okay,
and,
so
and
let me ask you this. Like, you consider yourself a liberal. What do you think about what's happening on the Hill, what they're doing to President Trump? Are you buying it?
So, no, I'm absolutely not. So that, I mean, and that's kind of a beef, you know, I don't want to, you know, be mean or nothing, but that's kind of a beef I got with, like, you know, what you guys, like, say sometimes, like, you know, like, look at the liberals and the Democrats, and it's like, I don't know what this has to do with, like, liberalism at all. I mean, look liberal up in the dictionary, right? I mean, these are commie crazy.
Yeah, because liberally is supposed to steam from liberty, but they've taken it and they've twisted it every which way they can. And you're right. They're like becoming communists. So as being a liberal yourself, what is this? I mean, personally, I think of like this making liberals look bad, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that was what talk about, I guess, like that fellow that is running for office from North Carolina. He's like, hey man, like, you know, the listen, like, just because Trump, and I mean, I'm a liberal and I'm a Trump supporter, right? And just because Trump got elected doesn't mean the Republican Party is there for you. They're not. You know, they're, I mean, they're as much to blame as, you know, as the Democrat. I mean, the Democrat Party, as it exists right now, I agree with you on that. It's just, they're total psychos, right?
Yeah, yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, I think they're going to end up, I mean, be honest with you, I want them to destroy themselves. So just because what they've been doing to this country for the longest. But hey, Richard, I want to thank you for the call. All right. So let's see. 888-201-2244 if you want to call in. And let's talk about impeachment. Let's talk about the whistleblower. What do you think the country's headed? Do you think the country's headed for a civil war? What do you think we're going to see in the near future? 888-201-2244. And by all means, if we still have Tom Pepper, I mean, just jump in, Tom, anytime if you have a question. Don't let me hold you back, please, sir. So we have Calvin from Philadelphia, white Americans under attack. And that is a true statement. I'm a black male, and I'm saying it is a true statement. And it's all by the left. How you doing? How you doing, Calvin? You there?
Yeah, hi, Wolf.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, man, I'm a huge fan. Appreciate everything you're doing, man. I watch you as frequently as possible.
So, thank you, sir.
You're a true patriot. God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir. So tell me, what are you seeing about what's happening to white people in America?
Well, yeah, as far as, you know, with the liberals and the leftists, if you're not a, you know, if you're not a white gay feminist and you love America, they hate you. I mean, it's really just that cut and dry. You know what I mean? Same for all races, but, you know, for white people specifically, you know, like, it's just, if we're not, you know, no offense, I'm not homophobic or anything. I'm not a white nationalist. I'm not with the KKK. I'm just white and I love my country. But in their
eyes. So you just happen to be a nationalist, but you're white. See, I'm a nationalist, and I'd admit I'm a nationalist because I put America first. Now, I don't disagree with helping other countries because I'm a Christian. I believe we should help other people. But if we don't have our own home, our own house in order, how should people expect us to put someone else's house in order? That doesn't make any sense to me, but go ahead.
Yes, sir. I absolutely agree. And, it's just like, you know, people need to be aware that they're coming. They're attacking, you know, whoever's not feminine, and, you know, it's just really that cut and dry. So, I mean, you know,
Let me jump in here. Let me ask, how do you see that in a city like Philadelphia? I mean, you're living in the city of brotherly love, and I know that it's been it's a hotbed of Antifa. It's a hotbed of racial tension. So how are white people under attack in Philly?
Well, basically, you know, you don't see anyone walking around with MAGA hats or anything. Like, you'll get jumped and beat. You know, like, these
really?
People are literally insane. They will, if they see anyone walking around with that stuff, they'll, you know what I mean?
So what do you think would happen if I showed up to Philly with, let's say, maybe 20 or 25 or even 50 people and we all got MAGA hats on? What do you think the reaction would be?
It all depends on the day. Honestly, I think you'd be okay. But I think you'd be okay, and I'd stand there with you, to be honest with you. But you just don't see that here. It's, you know, like I said, Philadelphia is just completely taken over by liberals who, you know, hate America and want to bring in socialism. They want free health care. They want all
sounds
that
like
stuff.
Yeah, sounds like L.A., sounds like Oakland, sounds like Chicago, sounds like San Francisco. Yeah, it's happening all across the country.
Got to get in there, and we got to get Trump back in office. It's crucial, and we got to be looking forward to past Trump, because Trump's only going to be here for 4 more years. So really, we should be trying to get these people out of office, because they want nothing more than to destroy America.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, Calvin, I want to thank you for the call. You know what, Tom? He's absolutely right. You know, and right now, what needs to take place, and I said this in my opening monologue, if you're Asian, if you're Latino, if you're white, if you're black, what needs to take place right now is that we all need to come together. You, me, everyone here in the control room, everyone that's different, we all need to come together right now, because this is the time in the history. History is going to look back at this time, and they're going to see what we did as Americans. And they're going to look at it. It's going to reflect what we do now. And if we don't stand up and we don't keep screaming at the top of the rooftops that for our support for President Trump, dude, I hate to think about what's going to happen tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying? What's going to happen next year? What's going to happen to this country? What's going to happen to our livelihoods? What's going to happen to our day-to-day being able to just go to the grocery store simply and just buy milk, buy bread? How's it going to happen? It's like the Democrats are trying to create Venezuela right now. They're trying to create Venezuela right here in the United States. Myself, and I guarantee Tom Pepper, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to keep fighting for this country. We'll be back after this. All right, welcome back. This is Friday, and we're taking phone calls. We're taking your phone call, 888-201-2244. You can call in, and let's talk about impeachment. Let's talk about the whistleblower. We can talk about it. It's okay, because we are the American people. We put President Trump in office, not Russia, the American people. And I guarantee a lot of Democrats voted for President Trump in 2016, and a lot more are going to vote for him in 2020. Why do you think they're doubling down? Right now, they got to do everything they can right now to shut down President Trump because they don't have confidence in the people that's running against them right now. All right, so we're going to go back to your phone lines, 888-201-2244. Let's see who's been on here longer. Let's go to, is that Denise from Virginia? Dennis, I'm sorry. It's a little blurred there. Dennis from Virginia. Racial division caused by the left. Now, that is another true statement.
Dennis is not Denise. I haven't had those hormone shots. I don't want them. But, man, I got to tell you, Brother Will, you had me fired up last night. I caught your show. I could hardly sleep last night, man. You had me fired up. It was good to go.
Really? Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
I was calling about, man, you know, and I appreciate your comments what you said a little bit. We all need to come together. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats, you know, the crazy left, I mean, there's a lot of good Democrats, but a whole lot of bad ones. But we need to come together, and, you know, we need to fight what's going on here. And they're doing anything they can to divide us, you know, especially on the racial lines. You know, in black and white America, yeah, there might have been some bumpy roads way in the history. But, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship, and we all benefit each other. I mean, in this country would never have been what it is today without, you know, white America or black America. I mean, think of all the music and all the contributions, you know, blacks have made and whites have made. It wouldn't have been the same. But, you know, I spent like 29 years in the military, and I retired almost a couple years ago.
Thank you for your service.
I tell you this. Thank you. And when you're in harm's way, you know, when I was in Afghanistan, sleeping with grenades and ammo strapped to my body, and we're in hostile areas, we all come together real quick. When we're under harm's way, I tell you, the American people, we need to come together real quick because
that's like that whole thing being in the foxhole, right? It's like the whole thing being in the foxhole when the bullets are flying over and the bombs are exploding everywhere. You're not trying to pay attention if this person is next to you, white, or if he's Asian, or if he's Latino. You're all trying to stay covered so you can stay alive. And that's where we are right now in this country.
Exactly, we're in survival mode. And we got to come together, and I don't care if it takes 10 million of us to go to Washington, D.C. and surround the Capitol building and not let these guys out until they come to their senses. Or if they do get out, we got tar and feather waiting for them. But we have to make a show of force in this country, Will.
You know what? My thing is, I don't want us to become violent, but you know what? There's a lot of people out there that is they're like at the breaking point. And, you know, I think you would agree, Tom, there's so many people out there at the breaking point. We don't want people to get violent. We're not promoting that at all. But there's a lot of people out there. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that's not hearing our message and hearing what we're saying. But there's a lot of people out there that they can't, there's like, I just can't take it anymore. You know, it's my country and I can't take it any longer.
Well, and that's part of the struggle. You know, you have the left. That's what they, that's their main thing. They whip people up along racial lines. So I'm just wondering, to Dennis, not Denise, no hormone therapy in this phone call. how do you think that we can overcome the Democrat racial division and get people to understand that, yeah, we are all fundamentally the same and the vast majority of us want this country to succeed?
I tell you, you know,
did we lose
number one, we got to organize and vote them out. That's number one. If that doesn't work, I mean, it's got to work because, I mean, you know, we have to break up the monopoly of mainstream news in this country because it's not mainstream. It's monopoly stream news.
Yep.
That's what I call it. And we got to break that up, stream. Number one.
I like to call them the socialist mainstream media. That's what I call them. I mean, that's what they are. So, hey, Dennis, I want to thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys. Man, y'all have a great evening. Love y'all.
Yep. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
All right. So let's go with, is that Mary from Delaware? Hello, Mary.
Hi, Will. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for calling, Mary.
I'm glad I got on with you. Two things. Number one, I'm worried about the impeachment thing because you have a lot of senators, Republican senators. I don't trust them. Remember what McCain did?
Mm.
You know, they scare me, those people. And you don't know what they're going to do. And they may turn around and they just may vote to say,
I mean,
okay,
you know what, Mary? You have an excellent point. You have an excellent point. Because, see, I'm sitting there thinking that we don't have to worry about the Republicans because the Republicans are going to be on our side. Republicans are going to be on President Trump's side. The Republicans see what the Democrats are doing, but a lot of us think that they're just going to be, they're going to do the right thing and be on our side. The scary thing is, are the Democrats looking on dirt for these Republicans and saying, if you don't vote our way by removing or impeaching this president, we're going to come after you too.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
That's crazy.
But the second thing is too, you know why they're so up in arms about the Ukraine? It has nothing to do with Biden. Everybody knew what Biden did with his son and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried. This is a new president who said he's going to go after corruption.
Mm.
And President Trump is looking at the corruption that happened in the 2016 election to find out how they got that information on the dossier and everything else. That's what they're worried about. It's not Biden. They don't care about him. The guy's a moron.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they're worried what he's going to uncover.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think it's going to go all the way up to Obama, because a lot of people are not paying attention to the part where Biden, when he was sitting on the panel with the other two gentlemen, and Biden was boasting about how he's going to, you know, take the $1 billion away. And they said, well, you're not the president. And he said, well, call the president. Does that mean Obama was aware? To me, that's exactly what that says. Is anyone questioning that? So, I mean, it's just crazy to see this happening. What say you, Tom?
No, I think you're both definitely right. And I especially, Mary, you bring up a good point. This new president of the Ukraine says he is going to examine corruption. That's why he wants to go back and examine exactly what happened with Biden. And if it does lead to Obama, this could end up being the first domino that hopefully gets some real change to happen. So, of course, Mary, we know Mitt Romney. We know Sass. They both come out and said, yeah, I might vote impeachment. Who else are you worried about? I'm just curious.
Oh, there's, you know, there's too many of them. Oh, Rand Paul, you know,
and that's the scary part, Mary. You're absolutely right. There is too many of them. I mean, it's crazy. Hey, Mary, I want to thank you so much. God bless you for giving us a call. You know what, Tom? That's just it. There's too many of them, and I mean, that's why I think the Democrats see this. Ooh. If we can get the Republicans to jump on and the Republicans that don't come time for the election, we can say, look, American people, they didn't want to find the truth. Look right here. They didn't want to see the truth. So you need to vote for us so we can get rid of them. It's playing chess. It's playing chess here.
You're totally right. And they're delusional if they think they're going to win.
Yep, absolutely. You're absolutely right. It is, they are delusional. That's it. The leftists have lost every sense of rationality. All right, this is FirePowerNews.com. We'll be back after this.
extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Could you please tell us what kind of message, what you are doing here today, what kind of message would you send by doing this to world leaders? And also, can I ask you, do you think it's about time that President Trump would respond to what you have said today?
I think, I'm sorry, what was the first question?
What's the message you would like to send to our leaders by doing what you are doing?
I think what we want to send is, the message we want to send is to say that we have had enough. And anyone else wants to ask another question? I can't speak on behalf of everyone.
Anyone wants to answer about the message to world leaders?
Well, you know what?
President Trump is here today. Do you think he should respond in any way?
I think maybe you should give some questions to the others as well.
Wow. Wow. Why would they put her on that stage and not give her a script? I mean, seriously, I mean, just in case, I guess maybe that was not one of the questions that was in the script she had. You know what? They should have never done this to this young lady. What they're doing to this young lady should be considered as child abuse. I mean, seriously, what they're doing to this young lady, why would, this is ridiculous. What, Tom, you just saw that, right? I mean, what they're doing to this young lady should not be taking place. I mean, she can't do anything unless she's unscripted. There's no teleprompters here, so I don't have a script. I have papers that I can refer to, but I don't have a script. I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, so they should have given her something.
Well, and you know, it just really speaks to the fact, I mean, she's a great actress. Say whatever you will about her. She's a phenomenal actress. She sounds so passionate and we will never forgive you. We will never forget.
Right.
We are watching, you know, she's so passionate. But then somebody just, a very easy question, you know, what do you think Trump should say in response to everything that you just said? Ask someone else. You know, it's very, very sad. You're right. It is sad.
It is.
And it is a lot like child abuse. You know, you look at this lady's parents, they're a couple of has-beens, used to be famous. Now they're using their daughter to cling to some level of fame. And the daughter, I mean, obviously she's been brainwashed. Obviously she's reading a script. Obviously she probably really would rather be back in school across the Atlantic. But you know, Will, I think there's one thing we can say. You know, this is not a lady for extemporaneous speaking, but maybe she can go to Hollywood once she ages out of this climate change age group that the UN seems to like to use.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So let's go back to our phone calls. Maybe some of our phone callers will have a comment for this as well. Look like we have Jeremy from Texas. Democrats wearing U.S. down, or is that wearing us down? Both. They're wearing us both.
I hear you.
And they're wearing us all down. How you doing, sir? Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I'm so glad I got in. I just want to say I love this Firepower show first off, and thank both of you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And also, man, I have a suggestion for some of the viewers. You know, like I'll say, Firepower. Come on, Firepower. And I say it to myself to fire up.
That's nice. That's awesome.
Yes, man.
That's absolutely awesome.
T-shirt hopefully soon to rep for the show.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. You know what? The whole thing with Firepower, we need to get on fire for this country. You know, we need to get on fire for our president. We need to get on fire for the people here. And we need to get on fire for God. Because if we don't, we're going to lose it all. So we have to get on fire right now.
Fire.
And we're trying to bring the fire.
Trump's walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now.
Yes, yes.
And he's only got, the Democrats think they can, as soon as they take him out, just like Wesley Snipes in that movie Passenger 57, that always bet on black, right? But they're going to bet on AI, all the chips. And they'll get us ready. They'll get us begging for a robot leader because it's so bad.
Yep.
They're just out there doing their worst every day.
Yep. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much for the call. All right, let's see, because we got a whole bunch of calls in here. 888-201-2244. Wow, the calls are really coming in. All right, let's go. Is that Sandra from Dallas? Yeah, Hillary. I think it should have been Killary. How you doing? Thank you for calling.
Hi, Will. Hi, Tom. I'm on fire for this president and fire for this country.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I wanted to call in, you know, this whole week, and now here we are at Friday, and honestly, it has stressed me out this week. I just feel like that they have been ratcheting up their rhetoric, and it's starting to worry me. I'm scared that something is going to happen to our president. I'm not saying physically, but I am worried about his position in our country.
Yeah, you know what? One of the statements I made is that they need to beef up his security. I mean, I'm not playing. I'm being straight up serious. They need to beef up his security because the Democrats are going for broke. They have nothing, nothing. So, I mean, God forbid anything happens. I don't want anything to happen. I wish they would just stop and start doing the people's work. But I'm
thinking, no, it's interesting.
Yeah,
go ahead, Sandra.
Well, I was just going to say, I did hear this yesterday, I think, or today, that witch, Hillary, is going to be on the Sunday morning talk shows and saying how Trump is an illegitimate president.
It makes me
furious. I have to really calm myself down.
Oh, Sandra, you're so on point because it's like she's on there. And no one's on there challenging her for anything that she says. And people that believe this nonsense, they just absorb it like nasty sponges and they believe all of it. I think you're going to make a statement, Tom.
Well, Sandra, I really understand what you're saying because I think, you know, you look at President Trump and he was on the tarmac yesterday and he just kind of says, you know, nothing happens in this country unless I do it. And he's exactly right. And one thing that I hope this rests heavy on the conscience of the Democrats, but I know it doesn't because I know they don't have a conscience, is normal people like you, like me, like everyone else at home, we're all sitting there having to watch this and it drives us absolutely crazy. It stresses us out to no end. We finally get a good president and they're doing everything they can to take him away from us.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Sandra, I want to thank you for the call. You know, she's completely spot on. Okay, so let's go with, is that Marcy? Or Marcia from Missouri.
Hey, Will, I really appreciate your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've only called three times today. I got disconnected. I called Alex Jones twice, and I was bumped after an hour and a half holding. But, man.
Well, maybe Alex is watching us right now. Do you have anything?
He could be. You're funny. I like you so much. I heard you on as a guest, and I really appreciated your insights and I'm just so glad you're there. And Tom, he's pretty good too. And I'm glad he's running the Alex Jones and all the channel stuff. But my biggest concern is the ballot issue because back in California, when I lived there, we were all about trying to get paper ballots. And in Missouri, we have paper ballots, but we have electronic voting machines. And that isn't good. And when I went to my polling place, they said, nope. You cannot take your phone. You cannot take camera. No way. No way.
It's like they want to control everything. They want to even control who you vote for. They want to control how you vote for. They want to control when you vote for the person. They want to control all of that. Marcia, you're absolutely right. And if we don't pay attention, they're going to change the election results. George Soros, I think he has access to these machines or he has something to do with the machines. Need to wake up, America. We'll be right back after this. FirepowerNews.com. is Friday. Friday, the world is still spinning. We're still here fighting for this country. The liberals don't like it, and we're going to keep fighting for it. President Trump is your president, and when you wake up tomorrow morning, Trump will still be your president. All this impeachment talk and all this whistleblower stuff, and they're just blowing hot air, is amounting to nothing. The Democrats know it, so they're going for broke. All right, we still got Tom Pepper with us. So, hey, fellas, can y'all play this clip for me? I've been looking at this. This was number 10 with Maxine Waters. She's acting like she's so happy. This is number 10. Play this clip for us real quick.
All right, one more question. When you heard that Speaker Pelosi and more Democrats were on board for impeachment, did any part of you just want to go, I told you so?
Yeah. A lot of me wanted to do it. Yeah. And I have to be subtle about it because it is not considered acceptable to just get in somebody's face after, you know, you have really made the argument and you have won. So I'm being subtle about it, but yeah, I sure felt like that.
All right, so it's safe to say you feel vindicated.
Absolutely.
So she's celebrating because they're going with articles of impeachment. I mean, seriously, she's celebrating. Why would anyone be celebrating the takedown of a president that's been doing positive things for this country? I don't get it. All right. I completely don't get it. Okay. So let's go with Ed from Maryland. Impeachment. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, Will. How you doing?
Hey, thank you for calling, sir.
Will?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Oh my gosh, the volume is crazy. Anyway, I think we're in perilous times, man. I really do. This is just crazy. I don't understand fully how we got here, and I don't know.
Well, I have a general idea how we got here. I mean, my opinion is that we didn't have enough good men and women in the past to stand up to what these liberals were doing, these Democrats were doing in this nation. The Republicans got complacent, they got weak in the knees and spineless and stopped speaking up. And I think that's how we got here. And now you have people like me and there's a whole bunch of people on social media saying something and what's happening to them, they just get banned. Prime example, the biggest example is Alex Jones himself. Because they don't want someone like him or anyone speaking out. Yep, did we lose him? Sound like we lost him. All right. Oh, okay. All right. So let's go with, let's see who's been on here longer. Okay, let's go with Jefferson, Virginia.
Hey, Will. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for calling,
sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
I don't know if you're hearing me. I don't hear you.
I can hear you. They're not hearing this for some reason, fellas.
Oh, now I hear you.
Okay, now you can hear me. Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you for calling,
sir. We don't have to worry about impeachment, guys. We can calm down on this. There's an unexploited, unknown, unrecognized defect in the Constitution that Donald Trump can exploit like nobody else ever has to avoid impeachment. He can render himself unimpeachable by using his Article 2, Section 3 powers in the Constitution.
Interesting. Enlighten us exactly.
Yeah, break it down for us.
Break it down for us.
He can call Congress into an executive session where he can adjourn Congress, and he can convene Congress.
Is that almost like, let me jump in. Would that almost be like calling martial law to an extent?
Well, I'm sure we'd hear all kinds of claims that but he just has to declare an emergency and then say he wants to have an emergency session of Congress. So he would take Congress to someplace like the Greenbrier in West Virginia, like we were under nuclear attack, and he would sequester them there. And he would basically keep them there in adjournment or in convention. And if they tried to impeach him while he has them in executive session, he just adjourns Congress. It's a defect. Nobody's ever seen this or done this before, but he would get away with this as the only president to try it. He would be able to pull it off, and then everybody would say, we need to amend the Constitution. But essentially, it renders him unimpeachable for the moment.
Mm. Yeah, I think they would take that as him trying to call martial law or be trying to become a dictator.
Well,
I don't disagree with you. Be honest with you, I love the idea. I'm just saying how they're going to spin it. I'm pretty sure you would agree.
spin it away, but that doesn't change the fact that Congress eventually is under his control when he's got it in a special executive session. When it comes to the voting, we just learned that the quantum computing renders all encryption invalid. So these voting machines can't be trusted with the vote tallies. So that means we have to go back to paper ballots. When he imposes that rule on America, they will say he's broken the Constitution. So he has to stop worrying about being called a dictator and just do what needs to be done.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think President Trump is going to do what needs to be done. I mean,
and he's
not
afraid of impeachment. He can get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you for the call, Jefferson. Okay, who do we have? Is that Janie? Is that correct? Janie from Dallas. Yes, impeachment as well. How you doing? Thank you for calling.
Hey, did you say Janie?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Thank you.
Okay, how are you doing, Will?
I'm doing fabulous. We wanted to keep the country that way.
Fantastic. Now, I'm in agreement, though, with some of the earlier callers. I think we cannot depend on the Republicans because the Republicans, as has been said, they have become complacent. They are being brainwashed by their big donors. That guy from Congress, North Carolina, Pete, he was right on when he said basically that they are bowing down to their big donors, their, big business, so on. They don't care about the Joe Schmoes out here. They don't care about the American people. You know, and if we could get back to the we the people and they actually work for us, we want less government. We want to have more control. We've lost control.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're getting to that point. We're getting to that point where we're not going to be able to recover from all of this. And I mean, that's just my opinion. I pray that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. But I mean, if we don't stop them from doing what they're doing, I mean, it's like they have free reign to just do, to lie and create and drum up all of this craziness.
Look what the Democrats are doing.
Yes.
They are making up stuff as we go. The Russian collusion, they couldn't find anything there. So then they move on to the next one, the Stormy Daniels thing. Then they move on to the next one, asking for his taxes, wanting his taxes. Guess what? President Trump is protected under the same privacy laws as regular citizens. We don't have to show our taxes.
Yeah, there's nowhere in the Constitution saying that a person that's running for president or is president has to show their taxes. And they know that. But they keep saying it because in the past, all of the presidents have been typical politicians and they showed their taxes because they want to act like they're transparent. So it's amazing time that we're living in.
Donald J. Trump, a businessman from New York. They loved this man when he was just a businessman from New York. But now that he's our president and he's uncovering all the corruption that's going on in Washington, D.C., now all of a sudden they want to pull reins in on him and say, whoa, back, Nelly, you can't do that.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But, Jenny, I want to thank you for calling in and have a blessed weekend. All right. So, Tom, you know what? This wraps up this week. It's been absolutely a crazy ride with all the impeachment stuff happening and the whistleblower. It's like, what's going to happen next? You know, it's like the next big thing the Democrats are going to do. How are they going to wrap it up? But anyways, let me do this because I want to make sure because so much happens. We have so much going on. I have to remember to plug our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. Right now have Black Friday. Black Friday, 50% off. I mean, this is crazy. Black Friday come early, 50% off on all InfoWars Life products. One of my favorites is the Turbo Force. One of my favorites is the Turbo Force. So please go to our store, go to our sponsor store, which is InfoWarsStore.com. Because of you, we get to be here. And if you like what Tom and myself and with the rest of the crew here at Firepower is doing, please go to our sponsor, support our sponsor. When you support our sponsor, you support us. And with the deals and the specials that they have going on right now, it's a win-win. You cannot lose. All right, we will see you Monday. God's willing. God bless. Have a blessed weekend. In the name of Jesus. See you next time.